Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour, Riggs and Guy. Brew Review with Josh and Amelia at SR Perrotts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for starting us off with two great flavors. Guy has been kind enough to give me, I demanded that I get to open this next can because I've never seen it before. It's a brand new product. Tell us all about it.
All right, so our friends over at Big Storm out there, near Tampa area, they're doing something a little bit new. There is an internet phenomenon, from what I understand, called Mike's Weather Page. Back when the hurricanes were hitting, this guy was able to identify that some of these tropical storms were becoming hurricanes before some of the bigger guys out there were doing it, and he, kind of built a name for himself. And he has a really awesome dog named Hunter. So this is Hurricane Hunter. This is a New Zealand IPA.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I guess they swirl the liquid in the other direction. I don't know.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
That was a horrible accent.
What are you talking
about?
This is
a delicious beer.
It's a great accent. Oh, wow. Wow, man.
I've never had a New Zealand IPA.
Me neither.
All right.
Like I said, I'm not familiar with the style personally, so get out your Googles. Do some information or some research there.
No, it's a 7.5% ABV in a 16-ounce can. So it's going to hit you hard. It's going to hit you like a New Zealand hurricane.
I'm glad I grabbed this can. Sorry, guy. I'm going to hang on to this one. That is a very unique flavor. It's hard. We've tried a lot of beers on this Brew Review last year or two, but that's a very different flavor. Is that what is creating this new texture, Josh? Is it all hop?
Yeah, it's going to be the combination of hops they're using. They say in their description that you're getting notes of white grape, melon, and some subtle tropical fruit, which is pretty much on the nose there. But this is a limited edition product, so if you see it out there, grab it. You're going to find it in your Total Wine ABCs and a few of your local independents. Very limited, like I said, so grab it.
It's such a fun looking can as well. Just pick up the can. If you even like collecting cans or just admire the artwork, the dog on the front is so awesome.
Or you can go to srprot.com/beerfinder and find it. It does say right here, New Zealand IPAs tend to be more sessionable than a regular IPA.
Good.
Slightly lower bitterness, making them generally well-balanced.
Well, they're definitely on the lower bitterness scale. At 7.5, I don't know about sessionable.
It depends on which Big Storm employee you're sitting with. We know a couple who would make this quite a long session.
Hey, you said go to Google. I went to Google.
That's good. That's really good. You did.
Appreciate you.
See if this will work in Google. Oi, what beer is next?
Is that a New Zealand accent or Australian?
No, what are you talking about? There's a very fine line between those two. I don't know which one I did. All right. Well, that's great. Big Storm, thank you for taking us out of the United States. Are we back in the U.S. now?
We are. And we're going kind of, a little bit old school, if you will.
All right.
With Sierra Nevada's Bigfoot.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what to expect with this. It's called Bigfoot, which must mean, what is that, like a rare sighting or something?
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. So is this like a seasonal beer?
It might be something pretty
cool. It means the head brewer had big feet.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing to be ashamed of. He's a size 14. Big
wow.
Deal. By the way, Amelia, put on your seatbelt because this one's about to get weird.
Yes, it is. Yo, all right. It's a barley wine style ale, and let me read you a little story about this.
Oh, wait, that's okay. Here we go.
All right, cool.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yes. Not if you're driving.
That's right.
Extreme in the 80s and a force of flavor today, Bigfoot is a timeless beast of a beer, forever tracked for its enormous malt body and sheer hop intensity. Drink it fresh or cellar each year's expedition to unleash a world of new flavors over time. So this is a 2021. When you grab this beer, it has a 2021 sticker on the neck of the bottle.
Yeah,
the bottle cap as well.
Ooh, and the bottle cap. It has the imprint of a Bigfoot, and it says 2021, so you can collect them. They come in a six-pack, so drink five, save one.
Yeah, one really cool thing Sierra Nevada does, I believe you can only get at the brewery, is they actually sell, I guess you'd call it a variety pack, of different years of Bigfoot. So it's been aged, you get six different ones from six different years, so you can taste the difference. From an aging process and it gets a little bit more complex as time goes on. Barley wines, I will say, are are not for the faint of heart. If
right.
you enjoy your regular domestic beer, you probably will want to stick with some of the stuff we drank earlier today.
Right.
But for the sake of trying something new, I'd definitely give it a shot. Pick up a single bottle of Total Wine or something like that. But it is a very complex flavor. It's called barley wine for a reason. It's because of those complexities. But, you know, I believe it's 9.6% alcohol.
Oh.
It's also going to get the job
done.
Hello. Hello. I know a couple Yetis who go 9.6, and I'm not talking about alcohol content. I'm talking about height, because they're tall and hairy.
The reason it's called a barley wine is it's due to the alcohol strength similar to wine, but since it's made from grain rather than fruit, it's a beer.
Mm, look at guy yep. with, look at guy yeah, with the lab.
The sugar's extracted from the grains and all that good stuff. Mm. But like I said, very complex, a lot of malt flavor on it. But it's very enjoyable as well. It's something that you're not going to want to hammer down, but sip and enjoy.
This is definitely a sipper.
Yeah. Oh, that's
yeah, good. Absolutely.
It's got some great complex flavor in it, too. I love it.
What happens over the years when you save a bottle of beer like this?
Yeah, all kinds of different stuff. It depends on how you're storing it. As long as you're keeping it somewhere and relatively where your temperature is going to stay the same and not enough or not much light, you know, the beer really will, you know, become a little bit more complex and through the processes. It's all complicated.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So what you're saying is like the hole in my backyard where I dug the hide stuff, I could put it in there for a couple of years and I'd be good to go because it's cold and dark.
I've heard of people doing it.
Sweet.
So you can age these then?
Yes, I absolutely would. Like Amelia said earlier, you know, drink five of them, stick one in a cupboard you're going to forget about, and then, you know, kind of like when you have that jacket, you pull out a 20 from last year and you get all super excited
about
it.
That's great. No kidding. And you mentioned Total Wine. This is one of the great things that I do way too frequently at Total Wine is just to go over there and just wander around like a lost child and look at every single beer in there. And we're talking about the singles, as Josh told you. You can just get one of these and you try it. And then if you end up liking it, then you buy a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to beer and different stuff, you know, picking up those singles is really a cool thing because you're not spending a ton of money and potentially wasting, you know, a six pack where you can just give it a shot. It's not for you. Move on to the next thing. But then you might find something you'll enjoy as well.
Well, we are here on the front end of what is going to be a crazy few weeks. Bike week is coming up in Daytona Beach. The 80th anniversary. I would imagine SR Perot will be out there representing a whole bunch by this time next week, right?
You would be correct.
You know it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you both for all the great flavors. Of course, srperot.com/beerfinder. And we will see you next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.